comes to the big deal. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky will join leaders of the Group of Seven in Hiroshima, Japan, as the most powerful democracies unveil new sanctions against Russia.
In Jeddah, Saudi Arabia. Over the weekend, the leaders will turn their focus on China, seeking to reduce dependency in critical supply chains and counter what they call Beijing's economic coercion. G7 leaders pledged their commitment to achieving a world without nuclear weapons, calling out Russia, China, North Korea, and Iran to cease their nuclear activities. Patsy Widakuswara, VOA News, Hiroshima.
Debt limit talks broke up
late. FBI officials repeatedly violated
the Capitol shortly after resuming another sudden turn of events in negotiations to avoid a potentially catastrophic government default that had come to an abrupt standstill earlier in the day when Republican House Speaker Kevin McCarthy said it's time to pause negotiations and the White House acknowledged that there are some serious differences. President Joe Biden's administration is reaching for a deal with Republicans led by McCarthy as the nation faces a deadline as soon as June 1st to raise the country's borrowing limit, now at $31 trillion, to keep paying the nation's bills and avoid a default that would send shockwaves through the global economy. Republicans are insisting on steep spending cuts while Biden's team has tried to limit their impact.